Bienvenue dans la première émission Steampunk de l'histoire de Radio Antenne, un autre monde présenté par Hector Le Clabaudeur, l'émission futuriste conjuguée au futur antérieur. C'est la suite et la fin de votre émission diffusée mercredi dernier, 17 septembre.
À mesure que je poursuivais le voyage, le Nautilus et ses moyens de propulsion excitaient de plus en plus ma curiosité. Répondant à l'invitation de mon hôte, je visitais le navire de fond en comble. Le capitaine Nemo paraissait décidé à tout me montrer. Nous nous rendîmes au cœur même du vaisseau, dans la chambre de chauffe. Il était évident que le capitaine Nemo avait découvert ce que les hommes cherchaient depuis toujours, le véritable pouvoir dynamique de l'univers. Ce secret à lui seul lui conférait la maîtrise des mers.
C'est énorme, ça dépasse l'entendement. Comment un être a-t-il pu concevoir un tel navire et réussir à asservir une telle puissance qui dépasse les rêves des savants les plus hardis? Voyons, c'est un secret à révolutionner le monde.
Ou à le détruire.
Un milieu sous les mers, bien sûr, et le légendaire Nautilus, le sous-marin du capitaine Nemo. L'écrivain Jules Verne est considéré à tort par les vaporistes. Les vaporistes, ce sont les amateurs de steampunk, puisque le monde de steampunk est peuplé de volutes de vapeur, n'est-ce pas, dissipant notre grisaille quotidienne. Voilà, les vaporistes. Et donc, l'écrivain Jules Verne est souvent considéré par les vaporistes comme le père du genre rétro-futuriste steampunk, alors que non, ses romans sont simplement de la science-fiction pour son époque. Le voyage dans la Lune, sous la mer, au centre de la Terre, autour du monde, etc. Le steampunk est un sous-genre de la science-fiction, hein, je l'ai déjà dit. Nous sommes dans la société du 19e siècle, la société fantasmée du 19e siècle. Les inventeurs de l'électricité et de la scission de l'atome ne sont pas venus au monde, apparemment. Le progrès est constitué donc par d'énormes turbines à vapeur, d'énormes locomotives à charbon, puisque pour sacrifier sur l'autel du progrès, eh bien, ils ont développé au maximum les connaissances qu'ils avaient, ces gens-là, donc la vapeur. 19e siècle, nous sommes d'accord. Et le genre de steampunk se déroule donc dans ce 19e siècle, souvent victorien, ou dans le Far West américain, ce sera le Western Steampunk. Faudra que je vous en parle prochainement d'ailleurs, de ce genre-là, le Western Steampunk. Donc avec le steampunk, on a un avenir post-apocalyptique, au cours duquel l'énergie à vapeur a retrouvé un usage courant, ou bien on a un monde imaginaire qui utilise également l'énergie à vapeur, un autre monde. Pour le voir en image, pensez à vous rendre sur le canal Telegram Un autre monde. Je vous parlais de l'époque victorienne, on va retrouver Reginald Pike Davant qui se croit toujours à l'époque de la glaçante mais élégante reine Victoria. Sa chanson steampunk se nomme Just Loose Them Gears or Not.
As I read the Gazette to catch up on the news, some classified adverts I chanced to peruse when I saw a category called steampunk. I turned to it eagerly but left in a funk, for I quite enjoyed the steampunk aesthetic, but what I beheld there was rather pathetic. These intrepid online auctioneers had just taken modern objects and stuck on some gears.
It's simply not cricket, it shouldn't be done,
but it's clear how their thoughts had run.
Just glue some gears on it and call it steampunk. That's the trendy fashion nowadays. A copper-painted chunk of some 1980s junk will fetch a pretty penny on eBay.
But it got even worse than that, I'm afraid, and as I went on, I became more dismayed, for they often didn't modify the things they wanted me to buy.
Heavens to Betsy, I'll end up unregretting.
Steampunk is more than a mere mode of dress or decoration, so it brings me some distress to see a metal cicada described with that name, or a teacup, a mood ring, a silver gilt frame. Gluing on gears at least takes effort. This is sloth of the worst sort.
Just glue some gears on it and call it steampunk. That's the trendy fashion nowadays. A copper-painted chunk of some 1980s junk will fetch a pretty penny on eBay.
Steampunk refers to a type of science fiction about alternate pasts, not future prediction. Often set in Victorian Britain, but the history of technology has been rewritten. So put a bit of thought into your designs. Use leather and brass, 19th century lines. Retrofuturistic is a good explanation. Blend antique reality with imagination. But calling things steampunk to try to sound cool makes you look like a bloody fool.
Just glue some gears on it and call it steampunk. That's the trendy fashion nowadays. A copper painted chunk of some 1980s junk will fetch a pretty penny on eBay.
Gauges and rivets, copper tubing and glass lend a steampunk creation a real touch of class. Gears are appropriate to introduce if they look like they have a legitimate use. Although Nixie tubes are undeniably splendid, they date from long after the age of steam ended. Pity really, I just love Nixie tubes. Anyway, I hope you've comprehended. So use the word steampunk correctly, old chap, and don't use it to refer to crap.
Just glue some gears on it and call it steampunk. That's the trendy fashion nowadays. A copper-painted chunk of some 1980s junk will fetch a pretty penny on eBay.
What is life?
Embarquement immédiat.
And what is real?
Notre monde.
You've seen the well-to-do up and down Park Avenue on that famous thoroughfare with their noses in the air.
High hats, narrow collars, white spats and lots of dollars, spending every dime for a wonderful time. So if you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Put it on the wrist. Different types of wear a day coat, dance with straps and cut away coat, perfect fit. Dress up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper.
Super duper.
Seen the well-to-do up and down Park Avenue on that famous thoroughfare with their noses in the air. High hats, narrow collars, white spats and lots of dollars, spending every dime for a wonderful time.
Super-duper.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Brown the wrists. Different types of wear a day coat, pants with straps and cut away coat, perfect fits. Put it on.
$1 million trooper, trying hard to
passer son avis de soirée pour aller dîner au Ritz, bien sûr. Putting on the Ritz, un tube de jazz big band d'Irving Berlin, immortalisé bien sûr par Fred Astaire en 1982. Souvenez-vous, l'artiste New Wave Taco en avait fait un tube disco. Et vous venez d'entendre la version Electro Swing, une autre variante du steampunk pour Putting on the Ritz. Avant de vous quitter, je vais vous faire écouter trois groupes steampunk attachants. D'abord The Clockwork Dolls, chantant la ballade de Black Jack Jezebel. Un groupe plus énervé, The Cog is Dead pour Bad Guy. Et s'il me reste du temps, The Clockwork Quartet pour The Watchmaker's Apprentice. Bienvenue dans un autre monde.
They call the Blackjack Jezebel the mistress of the game, and every border town could tell the story of her fame. A long black coat with two quick guns and endless love of cards, until one game destroyed her on the floor. It hit her hard. She lost her cool that fateful night and put all on a cross. She put her faith in an
at me when I'm around that mist. I'll take with underground, my scheme, the pinnacle. So you're a good guy, about if you could guy, not misunderstood guy, doing as you should guy. I'm that bad type, tie it to the tracks type, might just use an axe type, keep my mustache wax type. I'm the bad guy. The world in my control, you say I'm diabolical. That's me, I've got to play the role. So one-dimensional. Kidnap a damsel in distress, but she won't wear the wedding dress. So I'll just tie her up, I guess, leaving a ransom note. So you're a coarse guy, swooping on a horse guy, rescuing with force guy, take the hero's course guy. Ha! I'm that mean type, out to get your green type, try to hop the scene type, comically obscene type. I'm the bad guy. My old heart glad now and then. But wait, what's that? The antidote's under your hat.
Well, you may have stopped this crime, but I'll get you next time. Rat!
Foiled again. I'm the bad guy. I'm the bad guy. I'm the bad guy. Come on, you know who I am.
Embarquement immédiat.
Ooh. And what is real?
Notre monde,
notre monde,
notre monde.
That Mr. MacArthur's looked all over town, but he won't find me now, for I'm off coastward bound. Trading the smog for some fresh salt sea air, and he'll never catch on that I'm there. I once was his apprentice in the clockmaking trade, and the miser made me work for every penny of my wage, till he found he could replace me with a clockwork machine, and he threw me right out on the street. MacArthur has very poor eyes, and he never did see me when he left work at night. And once in a while he would forget to check that his workshop back window was closed. No, I'm not a burglar, and I'm no vandal, nor the old man had to suffer, but I wanted something more. I wanted him to feel it and know it was me, and I knew that his clocks were the key. I sat in his workshop, my thoughts running wild, and it suddenly hit me, and I looked up and smiled, for I knew that I'd have him, and I knew that I'd do it in style. There's a terrible strength in those tightly wound springs, and the gentleman's pocket watch stays by his heart, and that's where the damage can start. Now I'm no machine, but I can work when I choose, with hands good as any, when I've something to prove. So I stayed up all night among cold springs and screws, and I didn't stop till I was through. I rigged up a watch to do more than just chime, and I didn't balk once at the depth of my crime. The most perfect invention that still kept impeccable time. He came to a messy and permanent stop. Now Mr. MacArthur's got blood on his hands, and he barely made bail. He's a ruined man, and surely he knows who his downfall was planned by. It's all worked out like
c'est terminé pour cette première de Un autre monde. J'espère que ça vous a plu. Mais on ne se quitte pas tout à fait, puisque vous allez pouvoir, n'oubliez pas, retrouver l'émission en vidéo pour quelques images qui bougent, quelques vidéos sur Un autre monde, le canal Telegram de l'émission. Avec également la playlist musicale sur ma page Facebook Le Monde d'Hector. Et vous pouvez m'écrire sur steamradio.hector@gmail.com, steamradio.hector@gmail.com. Alors bien sûr, je poursuivrai avec vous, j'espère, la découverte de cet autre monde steampunk fantastique et néo-victorien. On essaiera au fil des émissions d'explorer ces trois genres, si Dieu veut. Une prochaine fois, je vous parlerai des manifestations et festivals steampunk à venir. Bonjour chez vous, c'était Hector le Clabaudeur, à la réentendure dans Un autre monde.
Now if you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits, putting on the Ritz. Different types will wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits, putting on the Ritz.
Nous sommes dans un univers steampunk et notre nation a besoin d'un hymne. Nos concitoyens apprécient notamment le doux sifflement de la vapeur qui s'échappe, les cliquetis énergiques des engrenages et le puissant fracas de métaux centrechoquants. Ils bossent là-dedans en permanence et ils en redemandent. Allez comprendre. Quoi qu'il en soit, monsieur Hank, vous êtes l'homme de la situation.
Dans votre monde. Dans votre monde.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to.
You know, yeah. I have a private.
It's Irving Berlin Palace. You've become a bit of a proper
here. Distant flurry far from here. And while I am a little slammed, if you would like, I may be willing to give you some time. See, I think I know your problem. I think you ought to let me help. For if you don't, I really fear that your condition will get worse, dear. So much worse, dear. Let me give you my time. Just a little time. Time for us to be alone on our own and talk. Otherwise, you'll stay right here where, let me clear, you can't even walk. So, as I've said, my private practice, I've noticed you don't care for noise. But what I think you're really like, my dear, is that it's very quiet. Oh, so quiet. Let me give you my time. Now you're aware that you're bipolar,
painfully aware,
and you've been medicated
like a horse.
You're witty, but I suspect there's something more. And though I really shouldn't tell you, there, I've told you. Let me give you my time. Just a little time.
Retrouvez Un Autre Monde pour une nouvelle émission mercredi prochain, 1er octobre 2025, bien entendu, à 11h30 sur l'antenne de Radio Andenne. Un Autre Monde que vous pouvez retrouver sur 90.9 FM, sur internet www.radioandenne.com, sur le DAB+, et sur Radio Player. Salutations à la compagnie, c'était Hector le Clabaudeur.